learn a single line. You're plagued with, how did I do this to myself? And am I even wearing the right costume? And do I go out there and try to ad-lib a part I don't know, maybe getting a few lines right by chance? And in a moment, I'll step out there, make an ass of myself, let down and embarrass my fellow actors, and probably be fired on the spot as they give people's money back. It goes on and won't let up on you. The merciful release at the much too late in coming realization, oh, thank God, it's a dream, leaves you limp. Freud, the Viennese quack, according to Vladimir Nabokov, is said to have pointed out that the mental agony of an excruciating dream is always far worse than the real situation would be, and it's true. Logic tells you that in waking real life, you probably wouldn't get into the situation you lie there suffering and blaming yourself for. The rich variety of hateful anxiety dreams can be about anything. Not having studied, having lost your passport in an unfamiliar land, getting hopelessly lost in the woods, being late for and unable to find your own wedding, having let your pet get lost, and the myriad other sleeping torture plots the mind is heir to. The psychic pain is acute.